Welcome back. We're going to talk about the application bar now, or at least Andy is.
Thank you, Rob. Okay, so we've learned already about some of the key components of a Silverlight app. We've looked at the create a new project, we've had an introduction to data binding, and had a look at the phone application page and some of the programming of that. Now, one of the key things that you will need to learn about to develop Silverlight apps is how to program the application bar, which is part of what we call the application Chrome. By that we mean the kind of stuff that sits around what you're creating, your application. So at the top of the page, we've got the system tray, which is owned by the system, and there you get your little indicators like battery power and signal strength and this kind of thing. So that's the sitting at the top. And as the slide can say, you actually have control over whether that is visible or not. So in the as a line at the top of your page, you can put microsoft.phone.shell.systemtray.isvisible=false, and then it won't be visible. So that's the bit at the top, the system tray. And then the application bar sits at the bottom, and this is how you do menus with Silverlight on Windows Phone. So you don't need to develop your own custom menu system. This is where you would put at the bottom nice icons for common operations you want to do in your application. There is a context menu where you can tap and hold on an element on the screen. There's a context menu which kind of you see in the mail app, the real native mail app, for example. You can tap on a mail message and hold it, and then you get all the options, you know, forward, delete, and all that kind of stuff. So the context menu is not one of the standard controls. That's in the Silverlight toolkit, which you can download separately from CodePlex. But the application bar is very much part of the standard tools. It's part of the standard layout. It is the way you will give a lot of your navigation options to your user. So there's the application bar with buttons on the bottom, and there's also an option for a text menu as well to slide up underneath it. So as I said, you do this instead of creating your own menu system. You can have up to four buttons across the bottom there. So you see the little icon, and if you tap on the application bar, it will slide up. To reveal, actually, every button must have a little text. So if your users if you haven't quite got your icons to be as intuitive as you like, there will be a single word of text which appears underneath each icon when you tap on the application bar. And in addition to that, you can have text menu items that will slide into view when the user taps on the bar. And if you have got a menu, you'll see three little dots on the app bar to indicate that there's a menu underneath. So up to four buttons, but don't use them if you don't need to. The icons that you can see there, there's a lot of standard ones, as I'll show you in a minute, of how you can get at the standard ones. So if you're creating your own, create them using a white foreground with a transparent background. So you want to create them as PNG, so you've got a transparent background. Use a tool, your favorite graphics tool for
Paint.net is the one that everybody loves, and it's free, and it's really, really good.
Yep. If you've got a white, if you've chosen, like as you know, with a Windows Phone, the phone user can choose between a black background or a white background. So if you've got a white background, obviously the application bar, instead of having being a black bar, will appear as a white bar.
Yes.
But actually you don't have to change your icons. Still present them, still define your icons as white foreground with a transparent background, because the system itself will take care of switching the color to black if you've switched to the white theme. So it takes care of that for you.
I mean, if you watch how the built-in apps work, that gives you both a nice example of how these things are and some good design things to hit off, doesn't it? I mean, it just shows you how that all works very nicely.
Sure. Here's some code. This is how you can actually, the XAML for defining an application bar in your page. So you see the outer element is the phone application page or application bar. And inside that, you've got an attribute on the application bar element, is menu enabled equals true. This is whether you've got the additional text menu items underneath it. There's a buttons section where you put your application bar icon buttons, and in that, the attributes of those elements, you have an icon URI which points to an image in your project, you include as content in your project, that is the icon that the user sees, and there's a text attribute on that which you must set a value, otherwise you'll get an error coming up when you try and build it. And then obviously a click event, so they're just buttons the same as any other buttons in your application. One thing about the text property, like I said, you must have it in there. There's one oddity about that particular bit of text, is if you are creating, if you look in the docs, it will tell you how to create localized applications. So if you're writing an application that you're going to translate in different, to different countries, into different languages, normally you do something like you set up, you add resource files to your application, you have the translations for each language, and there's a technique described in the docs to use binding to actually simply bind the fields in your XAML, and it will automatically pick up the appropriate translation from the resource file for whatever language the phone is set to at the time at that moment. You can't use that binding for the text field in these buttons, so you have to actually read the resource file manually in code and set the text property on the application bar icon button.
So you put this in the XAML, but then
your
program starts up and goes, "Hey, I'm German. I'll put the German for open,
Offenen.
And then you just change the properties of the object in the code to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And at the bottom part of that screen there, you can see the menu items. Those are the ones that will appear just as text menu items when the user taps on that on the menu. What's nice about the application bar, one of the nice things about it, is that it's got built-in animation. So it's very nice when you switch your... If you've got a page that supports both portrait and landscape, when you switch from one to the other, the application bar, the icons will nicely swivel around and animate.
It's so cool, that. I thought at first, because it doesn't always move the bar to the bottom when you go from portrait to landscape, it leaves it at the side to give you the most room on the screen possible.
Yep.
I thought, oh, they've got that wrong. But if you watch carefully in the Mail app, they all swivel round themselves. It looks absolutely great.
It does. And you get that behavior for free.
That's all for free.
With your own apps as well. And on there, on that graphic, you can see an example, the three little dots on the menu bar, just to give a visual cue to the user that there's more if they want it. So when the user taps on the bar there, the other menu items, so these are text menu items, slide into view. Here you've got generate data and clear data. And you also see next to the icon buttons, you see the little bit of text just to give a hint to your users what each icon represents. You can change the opacity of your application bar. You can actually change the background color as well. That is programmable. The opacity there is it has a big impact on the client area that your application uses for laying out its content. So here we can see we've got a long list of items on a page. The opacity has been set to less than one. If you're set to one, obviously the list would just stop and you'd have that. That would be your...
You wouldn't see through it.
No, but here you can see that the item is through it, which may be appropriate for your application. You can set, obviously, it to any value, but the documentation, I think, recommends 0.5 and 0.8 and 1 as being the ones that
certainly
you should use.
0.5 is one of the good ones. I think this is almost like a performance thing, in fact.
And if you set it to 0, you still will see the icons, but just there'll be no background.
Yeah.
So you can have 0, and the black background or white background, if you're in inverse color, will disappear altogether. So that you have that option.
That just makes the icons float over the text.
That's right, yes. Yeah, that's right. So I'm just going to very quick demo just to show you how you create that. This is one thing with application, where Blend gives you a better experience than Visual Studio does. So I'm just going to create a new project here in Visual Studio, just a standard Windows Phone application.
I mean, they're both writing the same XAML, but Blend's got more knobs and buttons.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. And when you create a new project in Visual Studio at the moment, you'll see at the bottom there's actually already this code commented out is the XAML to add an application bar. So you can simply uncomment that and make your changes. But in actual fact, the best way of adding the right icons and thing using the standard icons is to do this in Blend. So I'm just going to switch to Blend, right-click on my page and open in Expression Blend.
And Blend comes as part of the SDK, does it not?
Blend is free. You get it with all the rest of the tools. Yeah. Well, this version of Blend does. Yeah.
So there's nothing missing.
Yep. So here we've got our page here. Nothing at the bottom at the moment. So what we're going to do is add an application bar to this page. So if you just select the phone application page in the objects and timeline area there, and if you look over in the common properties section over on the right hand side, there is an entry for application bar. So if we just click on the new button, create ourselves an application bar, and then there's a buttons collection. So we can click on this to add some buttons to our application bar. And you get this empty property collection editor. So we could, let's add ourselves a button on here. So we have to go down. It's actually in Microsoft.phone, Microsoft.phone.shell, application bar icon button. So we're going to add an application bar icon button. Click OK. And it adds the button to it, and then we can go into the property editor, and this is where it gets quite cute. So we want to have want to use one of the standard icons, and it takes you straight to the folder where the icons are stored, which is part of the SDK. The actual path to that folder, if you want to go and look at these manually, is in your program files, Microsoft SDKs, Windows Phone, V7.0, icons, /dark. And like I said before, these are, although these are the icons nominally for a dark background, these are the ones you just use regardless anyway. So you can't quite see these, but if I highlight them, you can see that you've got the standard icons there, the white foreground, and the... and actually, there's more on here than the last time I looked.
They keep growing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that you can pick these up and use them with no royalties to pay or nothing.
Absolutely.
Just use them.
Yeah.
And because you want to keep your app in the same context as all the other Windows Phone behaviours, look first in there for an icon that'll do the job before you think about drawing your own.
Indeed. So I'm going to add a camera to it, and then we'll. Put a little bit of text. You have to put text on there, like I said, pick. So there we've got one. And now you can see it's put it in the bottom there. So we can, let's add another one.
And then you just bind an event handler when the user touches the
bar
icon. Away you go.
Yeah.
And each page can have its own app bar?
Now there's a couple of techniques for this. So each page can have its own unique app bar for sure. Or you might want to put an app bar as a resource in the resource dictionary into your, you know, your app.xaml.
Oh, right.
Or if you've got a separate resource, a file with all your resources in as a resource that you can reuse throughout the application. And then it's very easy. You can just put an app bar in, set the style to the one that you've the sort of general one that you've created. So there's an app bar with two. We can also add some menu items as well. Put some menu items. Let's add ourselves a menu item, which is.
And of course, those can cause this page to flip a different page, can they?
You can use it for whatever. Yes, I mean it's just normal. They're just buttons. You get an event handler and you put your logic in behind it.
So if I've got my Windows Forms hat on, I'm producing a menu bar down the top, and putting a load save blah blah blah. For a phone, this is how you do that thing.
Yep.
And this is where it goes as well.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, in fact, the drop-down picks the same one as before. So there we go. I don't know. Let's put history or something. So we can very quickly use it. This is good. This is a better experience to work in Visual Studio. I'm then going to just save all. Switch straight back to Studio, and then you can see it's uploaded. We'll reload it because it's updated it. And then what's interesting is those icons that you selected when you created those app bar buttons have been added to your project already for you, and there they are, and they've been added as content, so all the hard work's been done for you. Marvellous. And then if we look, there it has stuck the XAML in, up the top really, but there you go. Blender's inserted the XAML there for your application bar. Now, I'm not going to put any logic behind it, but let's just... one thing I wanted to do. Just stop that, and then I'm going to make this page to be portrait or landscape.
Oh, then we can spin it around and watch some change.
That's right. Yes,
that's so much fun.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience. Although, this will be not as enticing as in the emulator.
I have this picture of you picking your laptop up and going clunk like that to change it over, but I can't see that working.
So my dad is online on Skype. Hi, Dad. I thought I'd turn that off. Never mind. Okay, so here's our icons, and as I say, you can just tap on the bar, and then you can see the experience. You get that. And then these are the two text ones I put on, and those are the buttons for that I added on the app bar. So if you watch closely as I flip it round, watch the buttons. So it flips round, and you see the nice little animation. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
Spin it round again. Lovely, and they swivel back into view. It's a nice thing.
Very cute.
It's lovely. Yes. I'll just flip it around again, and then, like I said, the experience for the interesting thing in landscape is, you can see, obviously, it's not along the bottom anymore, because we're generally going to have more free screen space in landscape, so it sticks it on the side, which is the obvious place for it. And if you tap it, it slides out from the side like that. So it's a lovely thing, and this is how you create your menus.
And if you made the thing more transparent, the whole slide out would be transparent all the way across, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, indeed. If it's opaque, not opaque.
Opacity, sorry. Opacity, yes. Yes. Transparency, same thing but different.
Same but different. Yes. Yeah. That's it. That's the menu thing. This is the other key ingredient for your Silverlight applications. Use that, and that will allow your apps to adopt that Windows Phone look and feel. You'll find it very easy to use. Thanks very much.
Thank you.